If you change your address, please inform Buxley promptly. Buxley here to answer your World of Warcraft questions in this edition of Ask Buxley. This question is about imps. Dear Buxley, when an imp says, "That's not part of my contract," exactly what contract is that imp referring to? Oh, you want to know why imps have contracts? Because there are some warlocks out there that are really twisted, that's why. Remember, imps are conjure demons who don't want to be working for the warlocks in the first place, and they resent being there. Add that to the fact that the warlocks used to make the imps do all kinds of crazy things, and, well, you get the idea. Imps finally got together and formed an imp union. The imp union came up with a contract and forced the warlocks to agree to it. As part of this contract, the imps were able to get the following concessions from warlocks. Now, these are just some of them, but you'll get the idea. Warlocks cannot make imps put on funny little dresses. I'm not going to explain that one any further. Warlocks cannot use imps as riding mounts. Warlocks cannot use their imps as gold farmers. Warlocks cannot make imps run into dungeons to play pranks on dungeon bosses. And that one is actually a recent addition to the contract because of the well-known incident where a group of warlocks got together and made their imps try and put a whoopee cushion on the frozen throne of Arthas. Now, you might think this is only a one-way street, but it's not. The warlocks have some concessions as well. Imps aren't allowed to set a warlock's robes on fire. Imps aren't permitted to climb onto a warlock's shoulders and put up two fingers behind their heads to make them look funny. And imps aren't allowed to conjure things onto warlock's feet. This was added because of imps conjuring roller skates on warlocks who were trying to get around in Tanaris, and because of the imps who were conjuring skis on the feet of warlocks who were trying to climb mountains in Northrend. Thanks for your question! If you'd like to know what Buxley is up to every day, follow Ask Buxley on Twitter. If you'd like to listen to the archives, visit AskBuxley.com. That's not part of my contract!